He launched his enterprise in Kalamazoo 15 years ago, in November of 1931, at a time when this country was pretty close to the depth of the Depression. 2 years later, he used his last penny to buy out his partner in the business. That was in 1933, the year of the bank holiday. Although striving to get his new business on its feet, Schaefer paid the highest wages of any industry in Kalamazoo. While economic conditions were still in the doldrums, Schaefer began to expand his holdings. In 1934, he purchased the Battle Creek Bakery. In 1936, one in Detroit. In 1938, one in Lansing. In 1940, another in Detroit. In 1942, one in Flint. And in 1944, he purchased the Roush Potato Culture Products Company. In 1938, he became desperately ill, and surgeons despaired of his life. But in 1939, he went to Europe and then came back through the minefields. I guess, after all, you can't beat the Dutch. The Schaefer Enterprises today comprise 7 corporations operating bakeries or bakery products plants in 6 Michigan cities and doing an annual business amounting to $5 million. A total of 144 trucks distribute the products of these plants and tie them together. The Kalamazoo plant is regarded as the home plant. All cakes and sweet rolls for these bakeries are made here in Kalamazoo. Cakes and sweet goods leave Kalamazoo each night on 5 big transports for outlets in Battle Creek, Lansing, Flint, and Detroit. Several years back, Schaefer became convinced that a softer, better-keeping bread could be made by adding to the flour a substance known as potato culture. This was made by a secret recipe from potato flour in a small plant near Lansing. Becoming convinced that this was an important improvement in the baking industry, Schaefer purchased the recipe and the plant where it was made. He moved it to Battle Creek, where at present this product is being made and shipped to 280 bakeries in the United States and Canada. What's behind the phenomenal success of this enterprise during the past 15 years? It hasn't been bought at the cost of employees, for good wages are paid. It hasn't been lack of competition, for there has certainly been plenty of that. It hasn't been selfish acquisitiveness, for Schaefer has given generously of his time and money to worthy community causes. One important reason is the brand name, Peter Pan. That didn't originate with Schaefer any more than potato culture did, but he saw its possibilities and put it to work. The name Peter Pan has a great appeal to children, and of course, that would be true. I'm told that a good portion of the bread sold in a typical store is bought by children. Mother says, "Go down to the store and get us a loaf of bread," to little Mary or Jimmy. And Mary or Jimmy are naturally attracted by the Peter Pan name. It's easy to say and easy to remember. Another reason for the success of these enterprises is advertising. Many kinds of unusual advertising have been used. Airplane trailers, unique road signs, balloon races, excursions to the Tiger baseball games, full-page newspaper advertisements, and radio contests. Perhaps you've noticed that big barrage balloon flying above the Peter Pan plant last week during the 15th anniversary celebration. Maybe you heard, too, that it broke loose during a high wind and carried the Peter Pan name northward, maybe to Eskimo land. And there's also to be another balloon race for the youngsters. Each youngster will get a helium-filled toy balloon, attach his name to it, and let it go. The one reported from the furthest distance wins its owner a nice prize. Over station WKZO, Peter Pan sponsors a contest for football fans. Advertising of this kind undoubtedly has played a large role in the success of this enterprise. Now let's pay a visit to the Kalamazoo plant out on Portage Street. A total of 135 people are employed in the manufacture of bakery products and their distribution. Early in the morning, while transports and trucks are being loaded with the bread and rolls and cakes made the day before, mixing gets underway for the day's production. Bread mixing starts about 2 o'clock, and cake mixing at about 5. The flour comes from Kansas City or Minneapolis in carload lots, both spring wheat and winter wheat being used. About 1,400 pounds of dough is mixed in huge mixers at one time. It then goes into a room where high temperature is maintained so that the dough will rise. It then goes into a bin from which it's taken into a machine that kneads it automatically over and over, cuts it into exactly the correct weight and size, and brings it to workmen who place each piece of dough into a bread pan. The bread is baked in huge ovens where trays containing 6 bread pans constantly circulate for 27 minutes. As these trays reach the front of the oven, The pans of bread are removed from the tray by one set of workmen, while another fills the tray with new pans of dough. On a typical Friday, 25,000 loaves of bread are baked, in addition to vast numbers of biscuits and cakes and rolls and cookies. From the ovens, the bread goes to a machine which slices it and wraps it at the rate of 56 to 58 loaves each minute, almost one per second. I was interested to note how the industries of a city tie together. At Peter Pan, I saw bread wrappers and bakery products containers produced at KVP, at Sutherland, and at Stanowax here in Kalamazoo. By the end of the day, production of the next day's requirements has been completed. I was surprised to learn that the baking is not done at night, although the mixers do have to get up rather early in the morning. So do the truckmen and the loaders. The big transports leave for outstate points around 4 o'clock. At 5 a.m., the trucks delivering to local restaurants get started. And then around 6, the trucks making local deliveries to grocers. We've got a couple of Peter Pan workers here in the studio with us this evening. Sitting across from me here at the desk is Jerry Underkirker. Jerry, how are you tonight?
Just fine, Willis, and how are you?
All right. Tell us, what do you do out at Peter Pan?
I have charge of the shipping department.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that all transports leaving from the Kalamazoo plant to our other plants in McClellan, Evergreen, Flint, Lansing, Battle Creek, Grand Rapids, all of this stuff is loaded onto transport racks and sent into the transports where it is delivered to these bakeries that we have there.
Well, how much do these big transports hold?
All of our transports hold 16 with the exception of one.
That's
16 racks. With the exception of one, that holds 17. That is our Detroit transport.
That holds 17 of these racks?
17 of these large racks.
Well, now
They stand about 6 feet tall, and they weigh approximately 700 pounds or thereabouts. And when they're loaded, they will go to 1,500 to 2,000 pounds each rack.
And the difference in that makes the is the weight of the bakery products.
That all depends on what is on the rack. That is right.
And I suppose since most bakery products are rather light in weight, that means a pretty large volume of baked goods.
Oh, that is right.
Now, as I understand it, all of the sweet goods are made here at the Kalamazoo plant. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have sweet goods for all of the plants, and besides that, we have bread for Battle Creek, Grand Rapids, and Kalamazoo.
Well, now, just what do you mean by sweet goods?
Well, in the sweet good line, we make Long Johns, cinnamon fries, nut rolls, jelly donuts, cakes, various sizes, cupcakes, coffee cakes, cinnamon rolls, and cookies.
You know, Jerry, you're talking about all of those things reminds me of my visit out there to Peter Pan and the wonderful odors that assail the nostrils when you enter the baking part of the plant. I wonder if a fellow that's been working there, as you have, for quite a long time, if you get used to those, do you smell those odors like the rest of us do?
No, I never notice them at all. A lot of people, when they come in, the first thing they say is, my, you smell good, but we don't smell a thing.
I see.
We really get used to them.
I see. How long have you been working at Peter Pan?
Nearly 14 years.
Nearly 14 years. So you've seen this business grow from a very small thing into a pretty big business.
It's grown from one of the smallest to the largest in 15 years and still going strong.
Well, now, about this big anniversary dinner you had the other night. I hear that was quite an affair, Jerry.
Say, that was wonderful.
About how many did you have there?
We had over 400 people there, our employees and those from all over the state and several from out of state.
Any food shortages noticed there?
Not there. With turkey, ham, roast beef, and all of the trimmings.
Just a minute, Jerry. I haven't had supper. Tell me about the program.
Oh, the program was wonderful. We had singing. We had various kinds. And we had a large bingo game, and all of the members that had been there for a year or more were given pins. Mine was with 5 diamonds on the corners of each star and 1 large one in the center. It is a beautiful thing.
I hear you had some quite notable characters out there that night.
Well, we might say the upper crust was there.
The upper crust, not of the bread, but of society.
That's right.
Well, that's fine, Jerry. Tell me, where do you live here in Kalamazoo?
1415 Lee Boulevard.
And you say you've been working out Peter Pan for 14 years?
Nearly 14 years, yes,
Got
sir.
A family, Jerry?
I have the nicest family in the world. My wife, I have a son and a daughter.
Didn't you tell me that son had just come back from Germany a little while ago?
That's right.
Well, tell us about that war bride. That's what we want to hear about, Jerry.
Well, he brought us back one of the nicest girls you could ever imagine. She's a girl from Krakow, Poland, and we certainly think the world of her.
Well, that's fine. And how about your hobbies, Jerry?
Hobbies? I have hobbies as all sports, from one end to the other.
I see. You're quite a sports fan.
I love everything you, pertaining to sports.
You must like this football contest Peter Pan has had on WKZO then.
See, that's been very interesting, but I can't win a thing.
You haven't been lucky yet.
No, I haven't.
Well, thanks, Jerry, very much for being on our program. Now I want to talk for a minute to another Peter Pan worker, Mrs. Bernice Vanderveen. How are you this evening, Bernice?
Fine, thank you.
How long have you worked at Peter Pan?
2 years.
And what do you do out there?
I live on the oven.
You work on the ovens. Well, now, tell us a little more specifically what you do.
Well, I build the ovens with all the goods that we need. That is, light goods.
Like,
cookies.
Cookies?
Mm. Rolls, sweet rolls. Not
you didn't bring any of those along with you
no,
tonight, did
you? Not tonight.
Well, tell me, are you a baker then?
No, I'm just a baker's helper.
Well, now I've got a question to ask you that occurred to me several times while I was out there. So much of this work out there is done in the baking part of it automatically. That is, you put this dough in this huge oven and it circulates around there for a certain number of minutes and comes out. Now, I wonder what a baker has to do in such a situation. Just what is a baker?
Oh, baker, that's really a big line. He's got a good many years to study to be that. I guess it's a good many years before he gets to be one. He has to see that the bread is all baked and comes out at a certain time and is put in a certain time through the proof box.
You remember he regulates the speed with which these...
Oh, absolutely. He regulates the speed on his oven.
And the heat?
See that the heat is a certain temperature
Just supervise the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, now, you mentioned something that interests me. This proof box. What in the world is a proof box, Mrs. Vanderveen?
Well, that's where the bread goes in when it's in the before it's proofed up.
You mean?
Call it the proof box because that's the steam chamber.
Well, isn't that the same thing that my mother used to do when she made bread, to put the bread behind the stove to rise? Is that the same thing?
That's the same thing, but we haven't got that big of a stove down there.
I see. How hot is it in this proof box?
Well, it reaches a certain temperature. Jerry, do you know the...
100 degrees.
And
that's steam heat.
I see.
They leave the bread, or whatever yeast proof they have, in the proof box for 55 to 60 minutes.
Until it gets the proper rise to
it. That's right. But they usually leave them there between 55 and 60 minutes because that's what the formula is called for.
I see. Mrs. Vanderveen, tell me, are you a graduate of a Kalamazoo High School?
Oh, yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. 14 years.
14 years? You got any children?
Three of them.
Three children. And how long have you been working at Peter Pan?
2 years.
2 years. You must have started there during the war.
Oh, that's right.
Well, why did you hang on after the war was over?
Oh, I liked my job. Very interesting work.
You like the baking business. Do you smell the bread?
No, I don't.
You don't either. Oh, dear.
I can smell something.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Vanderveen, for being on our program. And that concludes our broadcast about Peter Pan Bakeries, another place where you'll find Western Michigan at work.
You have been listening to another in a series presented Monday evenings at 6:30 about Western Michigan at work. Next week, our guide, Dr. Willis Bunt Dunbar, will take us for a visit to the Kalamazoo Stove Company. This has been another broadcast by station WKZO presented in the public interest.
WKZO Kalamazoo.